Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are not back in our studio inside Renaissance Bank, but boy, those folks over there are busy because they're in second round PPP. And if you're looking for a more personal experience with your bank, if you're tired of automated computer voices and phone trees and go check our website and don't call us kind of treatment from your bank, then here's what my suggestion is for you. And I speak from personal experience, folks. Go to renaissancebank.com, find your local office, and give them a call and talk to a live person in the office and go make an appointment and go see them. And I think you'll be glad you did. I know my clients have been delighted with the service they get from Renaissance Bank. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now I want to welcome Pam Santora and Sarah Watchko, and they are with the Senior Resource Alliance of North Atlanta. Pam, Sarah, welcome.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
Thanks to both of you. Now, both of you have day jobs, let's call them. So, and you're part of the Senior Resource Alliance of North Fulton, but let's give an introduction, if you will, brief introduction for both of you in terms of, you know, what your day-to-day professions are. Pam, why don't you go first?
Well, I'm a realtor with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Georgia Properties, and I've been a realtor for 16 years. My background is computer science and business, and I'm a 55 plus realty advisor and a luxury certified and a relocation certified real estate agent. So I love my clients.
Awesome. I think they love you too. Okay, Sarah, let's introduce you.
Good morning. I am an attorney specializing in the areas of estate planning, elder law, and special needs planning. So I help individuals and families of all different ages and backgrounds put a plan in place to protect their health and their wealth as they age. And I love my clients too.
And I'm sure they love you too. Because seriously, both of you do important work. And Pam, maybe you can introduce the Senior Resource Alliance group and talk briefly about your group and what you do collaboratively to help folks out there.
Collaboratively, the group, basically we meet twice a month now because of COVID. We're Zooming just like we are today. And it's a network of people that work in the senior market, whether they are home care people, whether they'll help them pick a place to downsize to, whether they're like me that helps them just move to a smaller house or ranch house until they decide, or like estate attorneys like Sarah that help them put the trusts and the wills together and set a plan in place, financial people, all kinds of good resources for them. And people will call us, and if it's not one of us that can help, if it's not Sarah or I, we point them to the people that they need.
Awesome. And this, you've said something there that's really important, because when you're a senior in transition, there are a lot of different needs that you have that not any one person can fill. And so true. Having that collaboration is really important, right?
So true, John.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. So talk a little bit about your piece of this, Pam, folks that are downsizing, and what are some of the issues around that folks need to be paying attention to?
Well, a lot of times we like it when people don't come to us like totally stressed that one spouse has to be in senior living and stuff. A lot of my clients are just, the house is now too big. We need to go to a smaller community, whether it's like an orchards or they want a smaller house at a ranch community. But if they're going to their final destination, which is senior living, then we have to see that their finances are in place. I help them sell their biggest asset, which is normally the real estate. And we talk to them about their household incomes, where they can go, like in really what they want to do. And are they trying to be in your family? You know, who does specific chores and things like that, so that we know to where to put them. And do they need to talk to someone that can help them pick a community, or are they just, what are they looking for? Does that make sense?
No, it makes perfect sense. What are some of the, I guess, the mistakes that you see, Pam, as seniors look to downsize that you would guide them away from?
Basically, trying to help them when I look at a house, when I'm helping them market the house, it's actually making it senior safe, and it's making it more walkable and more presentable to a buyer. And when they're looking to downsize, sometimes they're not realizing all the resources they have. Say they were going to a senior living, they need help because maybe they need help paying for it. They didn't have long-term insurance. So they were, one of them was a veteran, say, and some Sarah in her group, they can help a veteran. Do you understand? They can help get those mm-hmm. benefits for them and point them to the right spot. My job is to just ask enough questions, John, about what they're doing with their daily lives. Can they handle the next step down to a ranch home, or do they really need to go to senior living? And I have a bunch of little questions about, like, who does the laundry and can you clean out the gutters? Do you have the money to do these things? The yard work, if your husband always did it and now he can't, those kinds of issues.
That's really, for lack of a better term, cool. Because what you're talking about there, seriously, Pam, is, you're talking about getting to know someone so you can help them and getting to know them in ways that really don't have anything to do with what you're going to earn from selling the house. Right. I mean, it's just, right. It's just a matter of, serving the people that are your clients.
Right. Because a lot of the seniors that both of us deal with, They it's a stressful time. And when they think about downsizing, like the one that I'm just dealing with right now, we're actually had to get like an antique person to come in, someone that actually packed them up and moved them to senior living. Someone else is a contractor's coming in at this point to renovate the house. So they're already in their new place and they made sure that they had enough finances and everything to handle their new place. And now their old place is getting retrofitted so they could go on the market. But it's more just getting to know them of what their needs are now.
How do you, and folks, we're sitting here chatting with Pam Santora, and Pam is with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services of Georgia. And she is also part of the Senior Resource Alliance of North Atlanta. I got all that, I think. Pam, how do you have a conversation with a senior, maybe a couple, that where they've been in the house a while, it needs to be updated to get the best value for the home, maybe? That's a sensitive conversation. I mean, how do you go about that conversation?
Well, I kind of point out that if they were looking at a new home, and it's staged so nicely, that's what they do. And I have stagers that, you know, I can take pictures and they can tell them what to get rid of. A lot of times what they'll do is they will let me kind of write a list, and then we'll start getting rid of things or calling someone to liquidate stuff that they don't want. I also tell them to take pictures of the things that they want to give away, and that are really big mementos, so that they still have the memory. And if you have like a favorite niece or your daughter always loved this specific artwork, give it to them. If you can't go into your next place, it's too much, you had the joy of giving it to them. You still have a picture, say, of you giving it to them. And we can put all that stuff like in, you know, those, the photo, it's like a frame with a photo in it, and you can run through the pictures, and you can sit it on your, you know, you can sit it in your living room and still have your memories. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what I do. And I learned that from one of my younger clients that has four children, and she can't keep everything in the house that they make. So they each have a memory stick or a spot on her laptop that's got all their pictures of all their mementos. And that's kind of what you're doing for an elderly person before you're, as you're talking through the stuff. And then I show them what's in their neighborhood and say, if the kitchen is already remodeled, mm-hmm. you can get this much money more if you want to do that. If we paint it all neutral, it just puts a clean, fresh look on it all. So a lot of their homes are actually really nicely staged and you don't have to do much. And then others, you do have to talk to them about maybe we need to update the bathroom or we need to freshen up all the walls. Mm. We need to get the landscaping done and the gutters cleaned, those kinds of things. And
yeah,
that's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good stuff. Now let's talk about another sensitive situation that something tells me you have to navigate a lot of, which is seniors downsizing and then the kids are involved in some mm-hmm. way, right? And right. there are different interests that are going on there, different ideas. Mom and dad want to stay in the house, right? Talk about how you handle that kind of situation. I know they're all different, but talk about what you bring to that situation.
I think that both Sarah and I, when we talk to people like that, we can, because we are not related, they actually listen to us when I can walk through a house and say somebody is already possibly in a wheelchair or has a walker because they've got mobility issues. They're talking and they're, you know, as you're walking through the house, I can say to them, like, look, the house is not senior safe. And senior safe means we need to possibly remove the carpets so that you're not tripping. Say that there are hardwood floors, but they have area carpets in every room, and this is a tripping hazard for them. It's, or they have artwork that juts out from the wall. These are things that you can bump into. And maybe, you know, I can do it as a soft sell that I talk to them about those kinds of issues. And I say to them, you know, if you were going to a house that had the bedroom on the main, a little ranch, or a senior living, this might be easier for you than what you've got right now. And, you know, you wouldn't have all these issues about cleaning the gutters, maintaining the lawn. You know, you can't maintain this big house anymore. It's five bedrooms and you've got, the kids aren't here anymore. It's too much for you to clean even. And just to have the housekeepers and all these people, they have to orchestrate that. So it's not just, do they have the money, John? It's the time. And maybe, and especially in COVID, they're, you know, worried about people coming in their house.
Sure. Sure. Now that's good stuff there. That's awesome. Sarah, let's turn to you because you kind of bring in the legal side of this. Let's talk about the legal issues involved in as seniors downsize and sell a home and make the next steps in their lives.
Yeah, one of the more common situations that arises, and it relates to the question about who's calling the shots and who's making the decisions, is when we're dealing with seniors who have some diminished capacity and need extra assistance executing these transactions, and are also just at a period of transition in their life when they need to be contemplating, as we continue to age, who's going to be handling our affairs for us. So it tends to be a really good time for folks to stop, pause, and assess what they have in place: power of attorney document, updated trust document, healthcare directives, power of attorney documents. Unfortunately, many people wait and wait and wait and wait, and they don't do it at all, or they don't update it. And then things are a lot harder than they could have been if we had had the opportunity.
Yeah. So let's kind of cover a few of those. So One of the things Pam mentioned, because we want to take care of the veterans out there. So Pam mentioned the availability of VA benefits, and that's one area you can help with. Why don't you dive into that a little bit?
Yeah, there's a VA program. Technically, it's called a pension program. The particular type of pension that we help folks with is called aid and attendance. And ultimately, what it is a dollar amount that a veteran or the surviving spouse of a veteran may be eligible for to help pay for long-term care costs. There are financial limits. But a family does not have to be entirely destitute to get the benefit. And there's some misinformation out there where people think that they do have to be. So if a family meets the financial limits, if it was a wartime veteran, that's another requirement, and they need a certain level of care, we can get between $1,000, $2,000, a little bit over $2,000 a month for the family, which is rarely, if ever, enough to cover the entire cost of assisted living or any type of long-term care. But when you can piece it together with Social Security and maybe a pension and maybe some savings, it can certainly help bridge a gap.
Folks, we're here chatting with Sarah Watchko, and Sarah is with Hill and Watchko. And she, along with her colleague, Pam Santora, they are with the Senior Resource Alliance of North Atlanta. So let's talk, I want to get back to this issue of legal agreements, because, maybe the way to get at this is talk about cost. Cause everybody thinks, I think a lot of people, when they hear attorneys, they think cost, and they think about the cost of doing these documents, but they don't think about the cost of not doing them and what can happen if you don't have the right documents in place. So maybe you can address that and maybe give an example of some bad news you've seen because people didn't have the right documents.
It's so true. The cost of inaction far, far exceeds the cost of getting something in place. And the good news is, as far as across the board legal fees are concerned, I think estate planning is very reasonable, especially if we don't have, you know, $50 million we're planning for and all kinds of crazy tax issues. Power of attorney is a really good example. A power of attorney is a very straightforward document that someone can sign naming who can handle their affairs if they're unable, if there's a health issue, if there's a dementia or other incapacity. And when I say there are issues, I mean everything about everything you do day in and day out. Pay bills. You can sell a house. You can buy a house. You can rent a house. You pay taxes. You can sign a contract. You can sue someone. You can defend a lawsuit. You can call Georgia Power. You can call your health insurance company. You can call your property insurance company. All of these things, if you're incapacitated, no one, not even your spouse, can do that for you without this document. You should be able to get a power of attorney document for a couple hundred dollars. Mm-hmm. If you don't have one and then you're incapacitated, then a court has to declare you incapacitated and appoint a guardian with thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars in legal fees because there's a hearing, you have to have evidence that the person's incapacitated. So that's a huge distinction. Plus, when you're doing a power of attorney, you have control. You get to select who your person is. Mm-hmm. So that's a really big one. And then the healthcare directive too. You sign a healthcare directive and it says who can make healthcare decisions for you if you're unable to make them yourself.
Yeah, I mean, so what you're talking about is let's spend $200 now on a power of attorney, let's say, versus thousands later, and you may get a family member appointed that you don't want over taking over your affairs, right? I mean, that's really what we're talking about. Let's get clear about this, folks. This is a good investment.
Mm-hmm. And you've also invited a probate court judge into the family now, because that judge is going to stick around and he's going to make sure your guardian is doing whatever they should be doing. And one big happy family. So.
Oh, yeah, that sounds lovely. Sarah Watchko is warning us, folks. Sarah with Hill and Watchko. Sarah, let's talk a little bit about just long-term care and generally and some of the issues that you see with long-term care and what people ought to think about as they plan.
Sure. I think the most difficult question when it comes to long term care is how am I going to pay for it? And there's only a handful of ways. You can pay out of your pocket. I think that the average assisted living cost in and around Metro Atlanta sits around $4,000 a month, maybe $6,000 or $7,000 if we need memory care for a dementia, maybe $7,000, $8,000, $9,000 if we need nursing care. So the cost is exorbitant. So private pay, long-term care insurance can be a good solution if people can afford it. Without those two, then we rely on really two government benefits, which are VA, which you chatted about, and mm-hmm. Medicaid. Mm-hmm. And a lot of folks come to us and want to know what this whole Medicaid thing is about. And it's a very useful benefit out there, but it only covers nursing home care. And there are strict financial limits. So while it's a very important benefit to contemplate and plan for, it's really the end of the line. We would rather have other options. We would rather people have insurance where they have more care options. We'd rather them have sufficient funds to pay privately. But that being said, there's a common assumption that one has to be entirely destitute to receive Medicaid benefits. And the truth is, that's not the case for nursing home Medicaid. There's a lot of planning we can do. There's a lot of savings we can help people with. So it is worth talking to someone if we think that might be a reality.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the issues that you see in dealing with family dynamics, similar to the questions that Pam asked when it comes to, or that Pam answered, I should say, when it comes to selling the home and dealing with the home. You know, let's talk about the issues that are involved legally with, you know, I guess how parents ought to think about this, and then children, as they deal with their parents, should navigate some of these issues.
I think family dynamics are the most difficult aspect of my job that I deal with, because they're complicated and there's often no easy answer. But as an attorney, the rules of our professional responsibility rules are kind of our guidepost, and that is the senior is your client. Even if they have diminished capacity, you are to do everything you can to carry out their wishes and to come up with a plan that's in their best interest. The problem lies in this range of diminished capacity where it is becoming more and more difficult for that person to reach the same conclusion as others are regarding what's in their best interest. Because probably Pam and I and the adult children might agree that we think this is in their best interest and they're not on the same page. I think Pam hit the nail on the head when she said, it's a lot easier for these seniors to listen to my perspective and Pam's than their children's. You know, sure. I changed your diapers. How dare you come and tell me where I should live? Okay, well, I get it.
Sure.
And I've also, like Pam, and this is what's so valuable about the Senior Resource Alliance, folks, families I'm working with, they have a legal problem, an issue, and they've got about seven other issues. So I'm looking at my little map of who else is out there, and a care manager might be a really good resource. This is someone who specializes in senior care more from a medical and social work standpoint. So they're the experts who can also come in and say, look, this is what I think is going to, you're the risks. Here's what's going to happen. And kind of having these different professionals from different backgrounds who are all on the same page, in addition to the influence of the children, can help nudge people in the right direction. They're not always happy about it. I wouldn't be. It's a difficult transition. That's just the reality.
And you have to have some conversations with children that legitimately are trying to do what's in the best interest of their parents, but they may not understand how you and they are bound by legal documents that are already in place.
That's very true. And one of the first things we discuss when an adult child has instituted the meeting or the engagement is that your parent is our client. And we owe our duty of loyalty to them. They may give us permission to include you in the conversation, to speak with you, and that's fine. But at the end of the day, they're our client. And And yeah, we have a lot of situations where people come in with old documents. And, you know, here's the scenario. They come into my office, they have their documents in place. They say, okay, mom has Alzheimer's disease. She's in year six and we need to change these. And you're sitting there going, you can't, you know, mom is the only one who can do that. And she's not capable of that anymore. So that kind of reiterates the importance of staying on top of these things as we age and making sure they do and say what we need them to.
Folks, we're here chatting with Sarah Watchko, and along with Pam Santora, they are part of the Senior Resource Alliance of North Atlanta. Pam, I want to come back to you briefly, and let's talk about the various members of your group and the different professions that are represented in your group.
We have a lot, and I've learned so much from our group. Basically, wonderful attorneys like Sarah have helped me even protect my mother up north, that we've gotten our names on her deed so that no one could do a quick claim deed on her. We have in our group, we have attorneys, financial people, home care people, licensed nurses, people that actually do music therapy. We have an audiologist that actually comes to your home. We have people that can liquidate anything that you want, not just they're connected and they can help you pick a community, but they have the affiliates that will help you get the most from all of your wonderful resources. Like the home I was telling you about that now the contractor is doing things on it, they had silver tea sets and all these beautiful things that went to the antique mall, plus just wonderful artwork that was signed that was very valuable, John. We have people that can do that. Also, we have jewelers that can come and look at your jewelry box and say, I can get you $25,000 for these couple pieces that you're not wearing anymore, to help Sarah get money to pay and put aside so that you have money for, you know, your assisted living. That's the kind of people in our group. And it's amazing. We have people that can come in and sterilize your house in COVID. And I can't even think. There's so many people that we've met, right, Sarah, in this group, that every time we do this, they'll say, do you have somebody that does that? And then I have to go search through our membership. And we have somebody.
That's awesome.
It really makes the area we work in very fulfilling and exciting, because the reality is no one really knows that all of these resources exist. We know because we go to this meeting. Mm-hmm. So to be able to inform families of all the different resources out there to help them is very rewarding, because, you know, it makes a huge difference in their lives.
Oh, sure. Sure.
And John, one of the things that, you know, Sarah's told me is, and I've had to do this with a couple of my elderly clients, they'd never probated the will when their wife passed away. And she was on the deed as tenants in common. So if you're alive and your deed is written in tenants in common, Sarah can easily, for not like a nominal, a couple hundred dollar fee or maybe less, I'm not sure, get it written to be joint tenant with right of survivorship so that you don't have to go to a probate court and file any papers. Those are the things that our group helps people do. And we help people be proactive if we can.
And again, let's emphasize this, because I can hear people pinching the nickels out there right now. That's a whole lot less than what it costs to go to probate. So let's get that out there yet again for folks.
Amen.
This has been great. And I guess what, as we kind of come to a close, I'm interested in just kind of what's happening on the ground in North Fulton, because it seems like we have a lot more aging in place going on in North Fulton, and real estate prices is Pam, you can tell us.
They're going up.
So, I guess talk about some of the particulars of the North Fulton market that you see.
Really, we are in a very tight market. There aren't enough houses to sell. And the prices, we're increasing. Over last year, we're increasing, at least 3 to 6%. I mean, it's just going up. And there are multiple bids on your houses. And so if you do need it to sell your house right now to get money for senior living, you're getting more than you might have gotten a year ago, almost always, as long as the house is in good condition. And I just see that people are moving here. Their parents are moving here because people are already established here. The grandchildren are here. Maybe they have no support system back in another state that they are. So they're coming closer to here to get near their family. So if they go to senior living here, it's because they're doing it near their family. And even the ones that are downsizing for me are either going near their church or their synagogue or their group of friends. Like they were in this big, that garden club thing, and they want to be near those people. So, or they're near the golf community. They still might golf once in a while. They want to be near that community. I think that's what we find.
Good stuff here from Pam Santora. She's with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services of Georgia. And we've also had Sarah Watchko, and Sarah is an attorney and partner with Hill and Watchko. And they are both members of the Senior Resource Alliance of North Atlanta. So, ladies, this has been great. And we want to get to the most important question now, which is, for those that have heard something that makes them want to get in touch with one or both of you, tell them how they can do that. Pam, why don't you go first?
Okay. Well, you can go to my website, www.pamsantoro.com, which will get you to the Berkshire site, or call me at 678-656-6627. And I would be glad to take a phone call or a text to help you with anything that you'd like to do or answer any questions.
Terrific. Sarah?
You can call me at 770-475-8041 or visit our website at www.estatelawga.com. That's E-S-T-A-T-E-Law-G-A.com. And we've got an information form on the website where you can submit some information and your inquiry, and we'll get right back to you.
Awesome. Pam Santora and Sarah Watchko, it's been terrific. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, John.
Thank you. Folks, if you've got administrative tasks in your business, if you've got bookkeeping, if you've got marketing in your business that you're doing and you really should have someone else doing, and so you can focus on growing your business, I've got an answer for you. It involves calling Essie Escobedo over at Office Angels. Now, Essie has got a team of angels that have been working virtually for 20 years, so a pandemic environment does not scare them in any way. And what she does is listen to your problem, find the best angel for you, and she sends them in, and they fly in and get the job done on an as-needed or ongoing basis. And I suggest, if you're timid, go to the website and look at officeangels.us. But what you really need to do is just call her, 770-442-9246. And I say that because I use her and her angels, and she does a terrific job for my business. I can't endorse her highly enough. Folks, we're on show number, 326, something like that, of North Fulton Business Radio, and you'd be doing us a great favor if you would go on, find the show on your favorite app. North Fulton Business Radio is a search term, and we're on all the podcast apps, so you'll be able to find us. But give us a great review. And it's not about me. It's not about Business Radio X. It's about our guests, so that folks that need the services of Pam and Sarah and some of the other almost 600 guests we've had over these past almost 5 years, folks can find them and their services and get in touch. So if you could do that, we would appreciate it. We would also love it if you would connect with us on social media, North Fulton BRX. We're on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and probably something else I don't know about. So just check us out there as well. So for my guest, Pam Santora and Sarah Watchko, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.